You know how lots of movie trailers start out like, in a world where dinosaurs roam, or in a world where high school lasts forever? You know those movie trailer tropes that really stick with us? While they're sort of cheesy, they can be pretty impactful. Well, what about podcast trailers? What sound and story elements make you want to drop everything and go listen to a new podcast right now? On a new podcast hosted by me and my co-host Tim Villegas, we are analyzing podcast trailers. Introducing Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast. On this show, we'll feature one trailer per episode and then tell you a bit about that trailer story. Who made it? Why did they make it like that? What's the goal of the project? Trailer Park will be quick. Episodes are under 10 minutes. Listen to find a new favorite podcast, to meet a potential podcast collaborator, or to find out how to make an effective trailer yourself. The pre-trailer for Trailer Park is out now. You can find it by searching for Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, or by going to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Wheel of Risk. Business is risky, but how do you avoid the risks that you don't even know about? Join host Alex McCabe on Wheel of Risk as she sits down with business leaders who faced issues that threaten their businesses so you can learn from their challenges and build a stronger and better business. Wheel of Risk is on all of the podcast platforms, so you can find it and listen wherever it is you're listening to this show. We are also sponsored by The Vocaster from Focusrite. Ever wonder why this podcast sounds so good even though I'm recording in my non-sound-treated apartment in noisy New York City? It's because of an audio interface called The Vocaster from Focusrite. The Vocaster is the easiest way to bring broadcast-quality sound to your podcast. You can easily set recording levels, enhance your voice, connect your phone to record calls or to stream apps, connect your camera, and lots more. Discover the Vocaster today by going to focusrite.com. That's focusrite.com. Hello, welcome to the show. Arielle here. As we get even closer to February, I want to mention something that I also highlighted in last week's episode. For the entire month of February, which is Black History Month, we will be featuring 4 weeks' worth of podcast recommendations from Black creators and listeners in our newsletter and on this show. If you have a list you'd like to curate or know someone who does, submit your recommendations now. Send an email to me, ariel@earbuds.audio, if you have any questions, or you can submit your list to our curators form, which is on our website, and it's linked in each issue of the newsletter. Now onto the show for this week. But before we dive into our new theme, let's review last week's recommendations, just in case you missed them. Our curator was Yardley Smith, whose name you may recognize. She is the voice of Lisa in The Simpsons. The theme was called Light and Dark Podcast Recommendations. Yardley loves true crime podcasts, but she wanted to share some lighter podcasts to balance out all the darkness. We listened to Small Town Dicks, which is the podcast that Yardley hosts. We learned about the podcast I Spy from Foreign Policy Magazine and Alex Mappa, Hot Mess, and Matthew Dempsey, Psychotherapist. And then we listened to Brené Brown, Unlocking Us, and we closed it out with Comedy Gold Mines with Kevin Hart. Did you get a chance to listen to any of these podcast recs from Yardley? If you did you find a new show? Let me know. You can tweet at me at Ari this and that. This week, we have two curators, Erica Lance and Aylin Lance Lesser. Their theme is called Just Dance, and their podcast picks are, you guessed it, all about dance. You'll get to hear from dancers, industry specialists, and more in this week's episode recommendations. In a bit, we will hear from Erica and Aylin. We'll learn about their podcast recommendations and why they selected these episodes. After that, I'll tell you about this week's spotlight pick. The show is called Playing Anne Frank. It's a show that explores the backstory of the award-winning stage and film adaptations of the book, The Diary of Anne Frank. Stay tuned to learn more about that. After our spotlight pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I've got some podcast industry news and tidbits for you before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to more podcasts. Let's get started. Here are this week's podcast recommendations from Erica on the theme of dance.
Hi, I'm Erica Lance, and I host the podcast The Turning. We recently started coming out with our second season. It's called Room of Mirrors, and it's about the world of ballet. I'm always interested in stories that show how far people will go for their passions. It's a theme we've examined in multiple communities on different seasons of our show. Since our current season is about life behind the curtain of ballet, my co-producer and I, Aylin Lance-Lesser, thought we'd share some other podcast episodes about ballet if you want to find more ways to enter this world and learn about it. First is an interview with Misty Copeland on the podcast Unstyled. Misty Copeland is a dancer who's transcended even like typical ballet fame. She's someone people who aren't into dance recognize. She's this incredible dancer with an incredible story, and she's also really invested in talking about making ballet more inclusive and recognizing important Black dancers of the past whose contributions to ballet tend to be under-recognized. One thing I like about this episode is that she talks about what a big impact Mariah Carey has had on her life, and I think it just shows how art affects other artists in a personal way. Our second pick is The Dancer and Her Shoemaker from the BBC. I think this one's interesting because it's not just ballet dancers who dedicate their lives to this old classical art form. There are so many people involved in getting together these massive productions. So in this episode, we hear from a professional dancer and one of the most important people in her life, the man who makes her pointe shoes. And our third pick is from This American Life. It was part of a live show they did in 2012. I saw it back then, and it was streamed in a local movie theater so I could go see it. In this story, the writer David Rakoff performed this beautiful reflection on losing the use of his left arm and his relationship to dance. You can listen to the story, but I actually recommend you watch it. You can find it on YouTube, or you can listen to the podcast, of course. Anyway, I hope through these episodes, people can learn a little bit more about the complicated world of dance and also think about how the art form relates to all of us on a personal level. We've all danced in one form or another, and it's just a very natural form of expression. And so that's one reason I like exploring stories about dance. Anyway, if you enjoy these episodes and you want to hear an in-depth audio documentary series about ballet, please do check out our new season of The Turning, The Turning Room of Mirrors. We've really enjoyed working on this series because it made us reckon with the role of art in society. We look at how far people go for their art and also the messiness of power hierarchies in a closed community. I think anyone can find something in the series, even if you know absolutely nothing about ballet. So you can find The Turning on any podcast app, like any of your other podcasts, of course, and I hope you check it out.
And then we have an honorable mention extra episode recommendation, which comes to us from the podcast Conversations on Dance. The episode is called Lauren Johnson, Uncovering Gems of New York City Ballet History. In this episode, you'll hear from Lauren Johnson, who is a dancer and a New York City ballet usher. She's captivated the dance world with her documentation of the historic New York City Ballet via social media, and this interview digs into her story. We hope you enjoy it. There you have it. Those are our podcast recommendations for this week. Four recommendations from Erica and the team at Rococo Punch. And one extra recommendation this week curated by Devin DiComo, who is the newsletter and podcast coordinator here at Earbuds Podcast Collective. This week's podcast recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can find them and listen very easily. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can become a curator for our newsletter? You can learn more in our newsletter, which you can get at our website, which is, say it with me, earbuds.audio. Next up, it's our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and here in the show, as well as on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting a new show called Playing Anne Frank. Using archival material and interviews with surviving cast and crew members, Playing Anne Frank presents the backstory of The Diary of Anne Frank, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play and Oscar-winning film. The Diary of Anne Frank was one of the most influential plays of the 20th century. It introduced millions of Americans to the Holocaust and its victims. But what did reenacting Anne's story mean to the people who created and acted in the play or the 1959 film? How did dramatizing her life affect their lives and careers? The first episode of Playing Anne Frank drops on January 24th, and you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. That is to say, you can listen to it on this very app that you are listening to Feedback with Earbuds on right now. Next, welcome to the fiction podcast pairing section of the show. We're partnering with Realm Media, who's going to be pairing a fiction podcast with our theme each week. And this week, since it's about dance, we're featuring the show Homecoming. Get it? Like a homecoming dance? The first scripted series from Gimlet Media. This podcast stars Catherine Keener, Oscar Isaac, David Schwimmer, Amy Sedaris, and David Cross. Homecoming centers on a caseworker at an experimental facility, her ambitious supervisor, and a soldier eager to rejoin civilian life. Presented in an enigmatic collage of telephone calls, therapy sessions, and overheard conversations. Find and follow Homecoming wherever you listen to podcasts. Next, here are some things you might love if you love podcasts. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, in a Q&A, Lauren Pacell interviewed the hosts of Lemonada's series Being Golden. In this podcast, the hosts are 60-plus age seniors who navigate retirement, friendship, dating, dream chasing, money woes, sex, and adult children, and they have a lot of opinions. You can find the link to the Q&A in our show notes, and you can listen to Being Golden wherever you get your podcasts. In 2015, three Muslim college students were killed in their apartment building in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The police said it was because of a parking dispute. Family and friends said the victims were targeted because they were Muslim. On the new show, Invisible Hate, hosts Sadia and Asad break down the case to figure out if it was a hate crime. Find and listen to Invisible Hate wherever you get your podcasts. On Air Fest is the premier cultural event for audio creatives and inspired listeners. It brings together an expansive range of emerging and established voices to explore the creative possibilities of sound. On Air Fest carves a place for artists and storytellers who are defining this moment in audio. On Air Fest is a festival taking place February 23rd through 25th in Brooklyn, New York, and you can get tickets at onairfest.com. On Glenda Blast Your Ear Off, you can listen to stories you'll never forget. Discover entertaining sci-fi flash fiction stories filled with action, comedy, and heart. You'll experience engaging character-driven stories that get right to the point. Find and listen to Glenda Blast Your Ear Off on your favorite podcast listening app. And last, are you subscribed to Pod News? It's a daily newsletter that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we feature stories from Pod News in our newsletter. This week, Apple Podcast data on what podcast categories are listened to the longest, what podcasting in 2023 might look like from a podcast exec, Podcast Industry Insights looks into how many podcasts different platforms stream, and there is a potential podcast feature coming to TikTok. All of these stories and more can be found and read at podnews.net, and make sure that you get subscribed to the newsletter. That's it for this week. Thank you for hitting play on this episode. We'll catch you back here next time. But for now, go and listen to some more podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.